as I'm doing some online stuff, I see this link, little blurb, and the link headline is County Commissioners Consider Pay Raise During Pandemic. And I thought to myself, what geniuses, what county commissioners are engaged in this? And I was on a, I guess you call it a national site. It wasn't a local state site. So I click on it, and it's a link to a Detroit news story.
Really?
About Oakland County. Okay.
Well, that's kind of sensitive right now. A lot of people are out of work or they can't operate their business, et cetera, and they're going to give themselves a raise?
Well, that's what I was thinking,
Come
too.
On.
So here's how it reads, and it is a Detroit news story. Members of the Oakland County Board of Commissioners on Monday rejected proposed pay increases that would have raised full-time elected officials' salaries by 1%, though they did approve increasing leadership stipends for certain board members. And reading further in the story, they actually did vote tentatively on 1% raises over the next 2 years for themselves. Every commissioner would get a 1% raise in 2021 and a 1.5% raise in 2022. It passed by a 5-4 vote. But as you said, and as the story reads, the decision followed lengthy discussions. Some commissioners acknowledged any raise looks bad during a pandemic, where people have lost jobs, businesses have been impacted by lockdowns to combat this coronavirus. And whether it was a raise or not, to me anyway, you tell me, just the simple discussion of pay raise in the pandemic seems to be.
Yeah, they should have kept that one off the table, out of the chambers.
And it's also coming, it says here, at a time when county officials have proposed buyouts or voluntary retirements of county employees to help decrease the county's payroll and help balance the budget.
Oakland County must be, money just must be flowing down there, huh?
Well, Oakland County is generally considered to be one of the
wealthier. Yeah,
but still, some of the comments in the story, apparently a member argued that the raises were warranted and overdue because of the increased workload taken on by elected officials. Well, hello.
Yeah. Don't have to run. What about everybody else and how much workload they're taking on?
Well, you don't have to run. If you don't want the position, don't run.
And increased workloads. I mean, yeah. And another commissioner, this is again from the Detroit News story, said to deny officials adequate compensation due to economic issues was unfair. I mean, really? How many ways wrong is this? And the reading further, beyond that, the raise proposals were actually scaled back from plans that were endorsed
one week.
Yeah, apparently 1 week earlier, a caucus vote would have raised commissioners' current pay at least 3%. So that was scaled back to 1%.
Yeah.
And again, right now it's just for the chairs, if I have that right.
But it was just for the chairs,
for this year, but next year it would be a plan to award every commissioner a 1% raise in 2021 and a 1.5% raise in 2022 passed by a 5-4 vote. Still, in 2021, things are still going to be a difficulty. And
I can't see where 1% is going to make any big difference to them. They're better off not doing it.
For perception. In the large scheme of things, I don't know if 1%, but still, just doing it, doesn't look good.
Then there you go.
I guess it's better than 5% or 10%.
True. Just to have the discussion going on.
Should wait probably until 2022.
At least, and acknowledge. Yeah. I mean, if part of your discussions is acknowledging that any raise looks bad, that should tell you right there.
Yeah.
If you as a commissioner think it looks bad, imagine how it's looking to the constituents that you're serving. I was just surprised that it went back to again, this was not a local or state site. It was one of those, but often these stories that happen in other parts of the country, they pop up because they know this is what kind of gets some of the local feelings going on. But when it popped back to a Detroit news story about Oakland County, I'm like, oh, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, right. How close to home is this?
Yeah. Anyway.
So, am I reading this correctly? The county commissioners in Oakland get $37,000 annually, which is less than Wayne.
Yeah, $37,000. So you probably maybe you've accessed the same story.
Yeah,
Which is less than a neighboring Wayne and Macomb counties. And where officials apparently also in Wayne and Macomb counties receive cell phones, personal staff, county cars, and other perks.
Whoa. Wow. Pretty cool.
You're a commissioner. I'm not trying to dispute.
Maybe the phones I can see. The car?
Yeah. And this goes back to the question of health benefits. I mean, what job are you still doing that as you are, or are you serving full-time?
Yeah.
Is it supposed to be a full-time job?
I'm guessing good question.
Yeah, I don't think it's full-time.
Probably not. Yeah.
Not that kind of a job.
Although at $37,000, some might...
A lot of people working full-time don't make $37,000.
No, they don't.
And it's been a long question debate when we get into those kinds of politics about exactly what the job should entail. Should it be full? Should it be part?
That's true. And I guess, in order to get people to run, I guess you'd want an incentive a little bit sometimes.
But as you said, too, you know the financial parameters you know getting in. If you want to do it, you run. If you don't want to abide by that, then don't run.
Right. That is true. However, though, you'd only have rich people running at the same time. You've got to have something that those in the middle class, if they really want to make a change, they think they can make a change, you've got to give them a little bit.
That could be that. Yeah, okay. But at least at this time.
But don't,
not during a pandemic.
Yeah, don't, right. Don't, the optics just don't look good.
Not looking good at all.
No.